Ramsey TV.
Yeah, maybe I'll get a little technical with you here. I'm going to say something very complicated and technical, so prepare yourself. I don't know the overall intelligence level of my audience. I have to think it's very high, but I have this to say to you, is that the tribulation is going to suck. Yes, the tribulation is going to suck, and I think that is easily graspable by just about anyone, especially my audience, whom, as I have said, is the smartest audience in the world, and we do wrestle with complex things here, but this is not so complex, and that is the tribulation is going to suck. God is coming down to the earth to kill people and break things. He's done it before. Remember the days of Noah? Yeah, well, Jesus said that these days, the last days will be like the days of Noah, in that there will be wholesale breaking of things and killing of people, and that is going to happen. And I remind you, in the days of Noah, 8 people were saved out of the entire planet Earth. 8 people. Yeah, so God has no problem wiping out a bunch of people at once. Of course, he can do it. God kills, but he makes alive. God doesn't murder, he kills. Murder is a crime. The Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not commit murder. God doesn't murder. Murder is a crime. Killing is not a crime. It depends on motive, you see. The state, even in our world, the state kills people who are irredeemable. And so we just get rid of them. Yeah, you're done. God does that too. You're done. But the beautiful thing about God is he can raise these people from the dead. And he will. But the tribulation coming upon the earth is real. We've been complacent. The earth is complacent. The world is complacent because Peter talks about this phenomenon in his second letter. He says that many people say, where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers have been put to repose, things have gone on as they have from the beginning. And Peter then says, well, you dummies, apparently you don't remember or know that there have been great cataclysms in the past. I'm paraphrasing Peter here. Where the heavens and earth have been destroyed. This earth has undergone tremendous upheavals. When you go to Grand Canyon and you see that layer upon layer of on the rocks of sedimentation, silt, fossils, this did not happen over a period of millions of years. This was the result of gigantic cataclysms. Two that I can think of now off the top of my head, these are the only two you need to worry about, the disruption of the world and the flood of Noah. Cataclysms that happened in an afternoon, not over a period of millions and millions of years. It's going to be the same, ladies and gentlemen, with the tribulation. It's going to start in an afternoon, just like the flood of Noah started on a particular afternoon. In the merry little month of May, the rain started, and it didn't stop for 40 days and 40 nights, and billions of people died. That's going to happen again. There's several ways out of it. You could die before it happens, which would be great. Or you can grasp onto Paul's gospel. It is our rescue out of the coming indignation. Now, those who go through the tribulation, this is not hell. They're not going to be eternally tormented. The Christians will go through the tribulation because they're unbelievers. They're unbelievers. They're posers. They say they're believers. They think they're believers, but they just don't believe anything that Paul says. Nothing. They don't believe anything Paul says. Nope. And they don't even get the circumcision gospel right. They believe in eternal torment. They believe in free will. Not even Israelites. Well, maybe some of them did. And the human pride's hard. It's a hard wall to knock down. People love the fact that they're sovereigns in their own universe. But listen to this. Listen to this. Peter's gospel. If you embrace it, if you love it, even if you're holding to it correctly and you're rightly anticipating it, you're going to go through the day of indignation. If you're unlucky enough to be alive when it starts, and it's going to start Thursday. Not this Thursday, but on a Thursday. I'm just saying that because it's going to be a specific time. It's not going to be gradual. I think I'm seeing signs of the tribulation. We've had some bad weather lately. No, that's not how the tribulation starts. No. After this, I perceive four messengers standing at the four corners of the earth. This is Revelation 7, verses 1 through 17, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind may not be blowing. I'm not going to go through all this, but this speaks of 144,000 out of Israel who are sealed to go through the day of indignation. Again, this always mystified me. I saw one group of people clearly going through the day of indignation. And you remember that teacher I told you about that I used to listen to a lot, name of Ray Prinzing? He used to say, he used to accuse people who believed in the so-called rapture as being escapists. You people are escapists. You just want to get out of your troubles. You're not going to get out of them. God's going to take you through them. That's how he talked. That's a pretty good impression, I might say. You're going to go through the tribulation. Well, he was right. In Revelation 7, we see 144,000. And this guy was a kingdom preacher. And he saw himself probably as one of the 144,000. He was married, though. He wasn't a virgin. The 144,000 are virgins. You remember my teaching on that? They're not virgins because they decided to dedicate themselves to God by not having sex with a woman again. No, they were probably not attractive, did not have any good pickup lines, and they just couldn't make it with the chicks. So, I guess I got to be a part of the 144,000 because I can't seem to impress the fair sex. So Ray points to this verse, and I can't deny it. And this has always been a problem for people when they look at this, and then they read the passage I read to you yesterday, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, where we have people going up into heaven, magically disappearing and rising to be with Christ in the air. And they're not going through the tribulation. Oh, the Bible contradicts itself. No, it doesn't. This is another huge difference. In fact, it's difference number 25. Difference number 25. Israel is going through the day of indignation. Israelites and circumcision believers, which includes most Christians, have been appointed to go through the coming tribulation. And this is why. It's very practical, because Israel's place of business during the 1,000 years will be on earth. God has made them a kingdom of priests, and they will reign upon the earth. So there's no need to remove them from the earth at the end of the tribulation. So, or before the tribulation. Why remove them from the place where they're going to reign? So they go through it. The tribulation is like labor pains to a woman. A woman pushes a baby out. It hurts. It's crazy. It's very painful. But then the baby comes out and everything's fine after that until the kid turns 13. Or in some cases, 2. The woman isn't transferred to a different place. No, this is all one unified experience, one consistent experience, and with Israel, it's always an earthly experience. See how practical it is. You can't take these people away. Why would you? Their place of business is the earth. And you know I'm going to get to our calling. Our calling is among the celestials. It's among the celestials. Paul is the only writer in the entire Bible, in Ephesians, that uses the phrase among the celestials. Now, in the book of Hebrews, you will see that Israel has a celestial calling. This describes the nature of the calling. Jesus came proclaiming the kingdom of the heavens. It was heavenly in character, but its location was on earth. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Abraham, in you and your seed, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. Earth, earth, earth. So why take them away? But Martin, nobody can survive the tribulation. Right. That's why 144,000 are sealed. And in addition to the 144,000, there's a vast throng. That's the scriptural terminology, a vast throng, bunch of other people. I hear many people misquote this. They call it a vast thong. No, it's not a vast thong. That would be very displeasing to the senses. No, it's a vast throng besides the 144,000. The tribulation is a time of testing. It's a time of trial. It's a time to give people opportunity to become overcomers. Some people won't make it. So many Christians today, they're just, some are serious, I'll give them that. Some want to do the right things, they're pressing on, they're leaning into, that's their favorite phrase. Well, lean into this, we're going to lean into this. Well, you just lean right into the tribulation, because you're going to have to be serious to get through that thing. But for many, it will cause them to fall away, because they think they're being snatched or raptured into a candy land based on their having joined Candyland. Candyland, my term for the most popular religion in the world. How are these people being persecuted? You have to be a real jerk. You have to go into China or something or pass out Bibles illegally in order to be persecuted as a Christian. I know Christians are dying and being persecuted in other countries, but that's because they're making a nuisance of themselves. They're defying law. Paul says, if you're a real true believer, that we're to be subject to the superior authority. So Christians aren't being, in this country, are you kidding, persecuted? You're famous. Christianity is accepted. So these kinds of people, a lot of them are going to fall away because it's based on Candyland. Some of them will find their mettle. They'll be made. The tribulation is going to make you or break you. If you're going through it, don't worry, my faithful audience, because you are not going through the tribulation. And I'm going to get to that verse tomorrow, finally, to tell you that since our realm is not on earth, since our realm is among the celestials, and yes, Paul's the only one who uses that phrase, among the celestials. That's the key word, among. It's in Ephesians chapter 2, I believe. Could be 3. Maybe it's both. It's not the character of it, as you'll find in Hebrews. A celestial calling, heavenly kingdoms, heavenly, it's celestial, but it's always on earth, not us. We are being taken to our place of business. Our place of business is not on the earth, it's in the heavens. That being the case, wouldn't it make sense that we would be taken to that place? Yes. Yes. Yes.